Welcome to Adithat Podcast. I'm your host, and today we embark on a journey through the era of the British Raj in India. From the 18th to the 20th century, the British Empire exerted its control over the Indian subcontinent, leaving an indelible mark on the region. Join me as we unravel the complex and multifaceted story of the British Raj. Our journey begins with the origins of the British Raj. In the mid-18th century, the British East India Company gained significant influence in India through trade and alliances with local rulers. Initially, the company's focus was on commercial interests, but as their powers grew, so did their political ambitions. The Battle of Plassey in 1757 was a turning point. The East India Company, led by Robert Clive, defeated the Nawab of Bengal and gained control over the province. This victory opened the door for further expansion and laid the groundwork for the establishment of the British rule. With the British East India Company at the helm, the governance of the Raj took shape. The company established a system of indirect rule using puppet rulers and alliances with local elites to maintain control. This approach allowed them to exploit India's resources while minimizing the direct cost of administration. The British introduced a range of administrative reforms. Lord Cornwallis implemented the permanent settlement in Bengal, which fixed land revenue and created a class of wealthy landowners. Later, Lord Dalhousie expanded British control through the doctrine of lapse, annexing states that lacked a male heir. The impact of colonial rule on India was profound, shaping every aspect of society, economy, and culture. While the British introduced modern infrastructure such as railways and telegraphs, they also exploited India's resources, causing economic disparities. The British Raj brought forth significant social changes. The introduction of English education created a new class of educated Indians, known as the Brown Sahibs. However, this education was largely limited to the elite, deepening divisions within Indian society. The British Raj also witnessed the rise of the Indian independence movement. Influential leaders emerged, advocating for self-governance and an end to the British rule. The movement gained momentum in the early 20th century, leading to widespread protests and calls for independence. Figures like Mahatma Gandhi, Jawaharlal Nehru, and Subhash Chandra Bose played pivotal roles in the fight for freedom. Non-violent protests, civil disobedience, and mass movements like the Salt March became powerful symbols of resistance against the colonial rule. As India moved closer to independence, the question of partition emerged. The British, faced with mounting tensions between Hindu and Muslims, made the difficult decision to divide the subcontinent along the religious lines, leading to creation of India and Pakistan. The partition of 1947 resulted in one of the largest migrations in history, accompanied by widespread violence and communal riots. Millions were displaced, and the scars of partition continue to shape the region today. That concludes our journey through the British Raj in India. It was a period of immense complexity and transformation, leaving a lasting legacy on the Indian subcontinent.